The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And good afternoon, I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we have another guest with us today.
Yes, we do. And every week we're here talking about real estate and finance and giving you hopefully good information that you can take out in the field and use. And
yeah, I hope it's good information. I don't want to be giving out bad information.
We think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you can always call and tell us if you think it's good or bad information. We're
That's always right.
Open to, you know, critique.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this is a live call-in show, so give us a ring if you have questions. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300, 866-712-1300, or you can also tweet us at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker.
Hashtag Eric is bald.
All right. I'm going to come up with something for you. I'm just too
I know. You can't come... Yeah, you're just too nice all the time. You still need to start the hashtag war with me of the awesomeness is awesomeness.
Oh, there you go. All right.
I don't know why you haven't jumped on that, but, you know, you have opportunity.
Because nobody can spell it, but we'll have to have a contest.
That's true.
See if anybody can spell my
last name.
We'll
have to work on that and see if we can get a little more knowledge base about how to spell awesomeness.
There you go. All right.
Anyway.
Moving on. Tell us about our guest, Reba.
So our guest is Sean Martin from the Rental Housing Association of Puget Sound. Say hello, please.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. I'm a member of RHA and have been for quite some time, and a lot of my clients have been members, oftentimes as a gift membership. Anytime I have an investment client purchasing multifamily property or even if it's a single family investment property, we get them a gift of the RHA membership. And so hopefully we've been helping build your clientele.
Those are always good. We appreciate the business that you send our way and the new members and spreading the word of RHA. It's always it's great. That's how we've grown. A large part of it is just having other members that are active and paying attention to stuff.
Well, part of the reason we wanted to have you on today is because we've been talking about RHA in some of our past shows. And even though you guys have your own show here on this station, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So this is different because I usually pre-record that. No, hopefully nobody is listening that hears that on Saturday. Crushed like telling people that Santa Claus isn't real when they're like 7 years old.
I don't know. Do you think they'd be crushed, really?
Probably not. It's the serious legislative stuff, but we do that on Saturday morning. I record the legislative lens.
What time do you guys
start? It's at 9. It's a rental property coach, and Julie Johnson hosts that. She's really involved with RHA and does some of our classes and events and whatnot. And at the end of the segment there, we have a legislative update, the legislative lens.
Yeah. Yeah, on the sister station, 1590. Got it. Okay, so we actually met Julie at the boat show when we did the remote from there for KKOL. So that was kind of fun to see her and then also let her know that we were going to have a member of RHA on today. So anyway, we wanted to get you in here and start talking about what you do. You've already touched on it a little bit with legislative, but why don't you tell people a little bit about RHA? Like, how long have you guys been around and what do you do?
Yeah, so the Rental Housing Association of Washington, we are the largest and oldest rental property association in the state of Washington. It goes back, as far as I could tell, 80-some years with the old paper that's falling apart in notebooks in the closet. But we've been around a while, since at least 1934. 5,100 members and growing. And what we do is we serve our membership so that they can go out and rent and manage their property themselves. So it's the screening, it's the forms, it's the classes and education stuff that we do. And then on the other end, on the back end, we do the advocacy, the government affairs stuff as well. But it's really, it's all, you know, everything under one roof for someone to operate the property. And the bulk of our membership is actually 10 units or less. About 80% of our members are 10 units or less. So the smaller guys, people that are, you know, doing it on their own and working a full-time job and all that too.
Well, it's rha-ps.com.
It might still work.
Do you have a different website now?
Yeah, we do. It's rhawa.org.
Oh, that's right. I should recognize that from the emails I get from you guys.
Yeah.
I've had that on my website for so long. Note to Angela, my assistant, we need to update that, please.
You're not the only place that I've seen
okay.
that.
So it used to just be RHA of Puget Sound, and you guys tended to cover a couple of counties for the most part, or does it, do you, is your membership all over Puget Sound region?
Like, yeah, where do yeah. they so the state, the change in the name was really just a push and recognition of our membership that we're broader than Puget Sound.
We have
King, Pierce, Snohomish County areas are the concentration of our membership, but we've got people, you know, out in Spokane, Wenatchee, down in Vancouver.
Oh, excellent.
Spread out. So we're statewide. We're down in Olympia doing legislative stuff down there too. And, you know, a lot of people kind of get this conception that Seattle's different than everywhere else, and, you know, in the rental housing industry at least. And while it's maybe more challenging, is a polite way of saying it, it's state laws are state laws. And so, you know, the message that we spread and the products that we have are good everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Sean, somebody who's, say, a new investor just coming into the market, they've just purchased an investment property. They're getting ready to rent it out. What types of services could they benefit from with your organization?
Yeah, well, one that people really point to, I think, is the tenant screening. And it's available a few different ways: online, call in the office. If you're old school, fax it over. Even we still have one of those that works. Not just a paperweight in the back. And that's the big, I think, the bulk of our membership when people are first starting out, people that are new to the industry, people that haven't had a property previously. Other than that, I mean, the documents, the forms are a really big benefit too.
So, and just to expand on it, there's you have a pretty much a huge library. So you've got different forms available, lease agreements, sample forms, eviction forms.
Yeah, there's about 60 of them that I get to have the pleasure of keeping track of back at the office.
Got it.
It's you can, your eyes roll back in your head, I think, when you're looking through that list. But yeah, there's so many specific, unique circumstances that can come up, and we've got those covered, state-specific, Seattle-specific even.
I was going to say, sure. Seattle definitely has some very specific
items. Yeah, so it's you know, those are reviewed by an attorney thing. It's not the stuff that you go to, you know, Office Depot for. So it's,
right. This is the real deal.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit on the tenant screening services, because in my opinion, that is so critical. You know, when you're renting out, especially if you have no experience with previous tenants. I think a lot of new landlords make the mistake of trying to be, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a social worker. And you really have to be so careful.
I know someone that you might be describing related to some of my properties.
Yeah, looks a lot like you. But no.
Oh, I'm God, just I hope not, because I'm his adopted sister, so
there
that would
go.
Be weird.
I stand by my point. Anyway, so can you tell us a little bit about, like, a typical tenant screening? What does that cover?
Well, it really what you want it to cover. I mean, you can get
because they have offering of choices.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. You could do it all the cart. You could do it as a comprehensive thing. I mean, the credit is really the starting point. I think most people would, if you want to, you want someone to move in, you want them to pay the rent, you got to start with the credit portion.
Sure.
But there's also like a history background check.
Yeah,
you know,
criminal records, civil records. There's sex offender list, terrorist watch list, FBI lists, and things. I mean,
I didn't even think about a terrorist.
Yeah,
sure,
it's pretty.
Absolutely.
I don't know that anyone's ever popped up on that one in our office, but we have it. So if you're concerned about fighting ISIS in your rentals,
there you go.
Yeah,
I that could be a legitimate concern. Yeah,
no.
I don't want to have someone building bombs in my place.
You know, there was a guy in California
that had
the shooting down
there. I mean, we've had folks. Popping in on the Port Angeles ferry boat with a carload full of bombs. Yeah,
that's true. We shouldn't mock it too much because we also, it's like, what are the odds?
Yeah, but if their vanity license plate says Allah Akbar, then let's be a little bit careful about that one. We'll screen that one.
I am not even going to touch that.
License plate verification.
Yeah,
might be a new one to add to our actual.
Put that on there.
Yes, there you go.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, good. Okay, so you've got tenant screening. We've got the forms. What else? What other services?
Well, classes, and maybe this is underrated, but and I hate to kind of poke fun at some of the folks that, you know, they end up in a bad spot, but it's some of these things, people come to us, and it's oftentimes after the fact, after something's happened.
Yeah,
and
usually
after. And it's unfortunate because there's, you know, a lot of money at stake for people in most of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
But the classes, I think, you know, that's one of those things where even before you buy a property, you should set this stuff up, get the education. You know, it's like Absolutely. You can't become a real estate agent without taking
at least taking the licensing courses.
Right, and so we're not licensed, but there's some best practice
Don't
stuff.
Don't want to be stumbling into these problems.
Yeah. And
the Landlord-Tenant Act within the state is pretty comprehensive. So if you're walking into this completely unawares of what you need to be doing to not get yourself into legal trouble, I mean, it can be problematic. So I don't know, is Tamara Simon still?
Yeah, she's around.
Is she still teaching with you guys?
She does. She still teaches.
Okay, because I when I first got into real estate in 2003, about 40 to 60% of any given year for the first few years were all investment clients till they got kind of priced out of the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. And we used to have classes with her, and I met her partly because of RHA, but I also met her because I was out interviewing different property managers that I would feel comfortable referring to. And her classes are amazing. I mean, I know anything you guys do is great, but she's funny.
You're talking about Tamara Simon, who's a property manager who is very, very entertaining. And, told me probably 15 years ago that you really have to look at a potential tenant as somebody who is trying to separate you from your assets. And it's really
kind of a
mindset that, you have to think about what we have as risks, as a landlord.
That's true.
We're looking at it. So I don't disagree with her. But you could look at it a different way, and maybe this is people catch on to this a little bit more, but I always tell someone, and when it comes to the screening and the classes and all this kind of stuff, and just having the comprehensive approach, think of your property as not just the place that you fell into because of the recession and you couldn't sell or you inherited it for your parents. Think of it as a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, because that three Ferraris now in this market, and how willing would you be able to throw the keys over to someone for something like that? And it's just as big a risk, if not a larger risk.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how kind of the general public will go into this with always thinking the best of everybody, right? They just don't see the pitfalls coming, particularly if they've been a good property owner or renter themselves in the past. They just never experienced what that can be like when someone doesn't respect your property or tears it up, or there's issues that maybe you could have tried to screen out in advance that didn't know how to. A lot of folks just take people at their word. It's like, hey, let me bring my buddy in, and then that person becomes the nightmare. They do end up being the ones that call me up saying, hey, I need some help. But we're going to go into that a little bit more in the next segment. So you're here with Open House with Team Reba, and we'll be back in just a little bit with Sean Martin of RHA.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.